there you go. Maybe you can go to the city pool in Manhattan and, you know, wear a suit that's too big for you and continue to jump in and out of the water. Each time you're pulling yourself out of the water, maybe exposing everything down there. That's what happened yesterday. Set the stage for you again. This woman is probably mid-20s. And a larger woman, I don't know if that really counts for anything, but my one theory was, well, maybe she's in the middle of a weight loss period, and so her outfit doesn't fit her, or her bikini doesn't fit her anymore or something, you know?
It's possible.
And so she jumps into the pool, and then will lift herself out of the pool, not ladder style, but, you know,
off
palms,
the ledge.
Palms on the ledge, lifting herself up, and the, you know, the bottom keeps on falling down each time. Exposing everything. And she does this, I guess, about 4 or 5 times. And that was just in the times that I was ogling. I mean, the time that I saw it. You know?
Did you force yourself to leave after the 5th time? Okay.
It was pretty scary.
That's good.
Yeah. So, our question is, why? Why do you think someone would do something like that? I mean,
Nancy Kerrigan asked.
Is this, like, just a femme perv? You know, is that what it is? Never really met a femme perv like that before. No? Met a femme perv who will have, like, a dirty mouth or something like that, but never the femme perv, hey, watch me, whoops, expose myself constantly in public. You know, so, interesting situation with this femme perv. 539-9750 or 238-0975 if you can help us out, if maybe you think maybe she was oblivious to, because she had to hike it up each time, or if you can help us out maybe what she was trying to accomplish doing this. What do you think?
I'm really still drunk from last night because I got really smashed last night.
Okay, so you're trying to collect your thoughts.
But still, okay. The thing with the bikini bottoms. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got my swimsuit on clearance, so the only size they have is extra large. It still fits, but when I, like, if I get out of the pool, like, if I get out, it kind of snoops down just a little bit.
You were at City Park yesterday, weren't you?
No. But it's okay because I look good still.
But aren't you aware of aren't you aware of that, though? Like, aren't you aware that that's going to happen, that, you know, that they're going to fall down on you?
They don't, though. Not too much.
Okay.
But I still got to, well, because I'm skinny, but I still got to kind of forget a booty.
Okay, good.
So, I don't know what to say.
What do you mean you don't know what to say?
I don't know. Because, I mean, it's not okay for people to wear some suits that fall off their booty.
Yeah.
But I got kind of a ghetto booty. But I'm still skinny. And so,
so
it fits on my booty, but when I, like, jump out of the pool,
oh,
it kind of falls down just a little bit.
I gotcha.
Okay.
But would you repeatedly jump in and out of the pool in the same location knowing that this was happening and knowing that you're fully exposed like that?
Hell no.
Have you ever heard of a woman trying, like, deliberately trying? Because it almost seemed like she was deliberately trying to do this. Are there women who deliberately try to show that off, you know?
Was she a MILF?
No.
No,
she was like, 27 years old, and she was a little bit large for...
She wasn't a MILF then.
No.
Well, no. I understand. I don't know why she would do that.
It was pretty horrifying.
I mean, if she was a MILF, then it would be understandable.
Oh, if you're a MILF, it's okay
right.
to do that?
Oh,
okay. Well, thanks for clarifying the rules for us.
Oh, well, exactly. I mean, anytime.
Hey, thanks for calling this morning. Sober up,
yeah.
Right?
All right.
Bye.